standing in the middle of it all was a tall, thin, well, I guess you could still call him human. His cranium had been expanded to handle the cloned brain tissue implants, and the superchargers that provided that extra tissue with the needed oxygen protruded from the sides of his neck. One of his eyes was cybernetic, built for microsurgery, and its housing extended to the bionic ear on that side, a flat metal amplification disc. There was the standard trio of input jacks, plus one on each wrist, and then there were his hands. They were such a combination of flesh and cybernetics that I wasn't sure what was natural and what wasn't. The fingers were unnaturally long and slender, even for an off-worlder, and inlaid cyber nerves crisscrossed them, augmenting his sense of touch. His forefingers looked to be removable, probably to mount surgical instruments. What the hell kind of sex life did this guy have?
Mr. Mitchell, I presume?
He giggled, his voice high-pitched and annoyingly squeaky.
Or should I say Constable Mitchell?
Say whatever you like, Cutter, I told him, as long as you get around to telling me why you called me here.
That was some little show you put on outside,
Cutter went on, shuffling from his theatrical center stage position to a new one in front of a bank of scanners.
As I could not detect any bionics through the thermal scanners out front, I took the liberty of running an MRI on you as you entered the building.
He grinned. A truly horrible sight.
Would you like to see it?
I didn't come here to play games. Do you have the information, or should I just take my spike and leave?
Oh, we'll conduct our business, Constable,
he said, wagging his head.
You'll have your dreary little arrest, but this...
He hit a control and a hologram sprang to life above the machine.
This is truly fascinating.
The hologram was a full body shot of me, taken as I walked in the entrance corridor. Nothing too prepossessing. Short-cut sandy hair and blue eyes on a broad, square-jawed face, panning down to thick neck and wide upper torso with arms just a bit disproportionately large. Center of gravity was low, with thick legs and a compact build overall at about 1.7 meters, a typical Canaanite male on the outside,